Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When I go to Sacramento, I will pump up Sacramento.
Some say the news is fake. Others say it's real. These two don't have the time to check. Instead, Turner Sparks and Michael Ira Kaplan turn to comics stationed around the globe to be their eyewitness reporters so that you can know what's really going on. This is Lost in America.
All right, everybody, welcome to Lost in America, episode 197. My name's Turner Sparks.
And I'm Mike Kaplan.
You can find me at Turner Sparks on Instagram. You can find me at turnersparks.com. You can find Kaplan at Cap in America on all social media. This pod is at lostinamericapod.com. Watch us on YouTube. If you're currently watching us on YouTube, listen to us on the podcast. It's on all major podcast platforms. Do it now. On the podcast today, Kaplan, we have Sareen Sariyakun. He is a comedian and mentalist out of Bangkok, Thailand.
Wow.
What do you know? Let's start. Well, should we get into him or wait? First, let's do some plugs. Because
yes.
We got to tell him who, you know, as we say, a lot of shows are brought to you by Stitcher. They're brought to you by stamps.com. Not us.
No, we do not believe in Big Stamp.
We're not a slave to the United States Postal Service.
No, who the hell mails anything anyway these days? Nobody.
So they're having issues too.
Yes, we're not bailing them out over here.
I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole, those postal workers.
No. So who do we got? Who's supporting us?
The humans. Real life. Hey, guess what? There used to be something called human interaction. Do you remember that?
I remember it. Remember well.
That's who supports us. It's people. It's Patreon. What it is, there's this little company called Patreon. You go to patreon.com/lostinamerica. For $5 a month, you get just Kaplan and I three extra times a week. We put three extra episodes a week out, about a half an hour each, of us keeping you up to date on what's going on in the world, because how else would you know if it wasn't for us?
And it's what's going on in our lives. It's what's going on in New York City. It's what's going
on
in comedy.
It's
in our bunkers.
Live from the bunker. And that's $5 a month plus bonus, or a little secret. That's the way we keep the lights on over here. That's how we keep going on this show. We don't sell out to sponsorship.
We
go straight to the people. And for $5 a month, you can be one of our Patreon subscribers, one of our patrons. A patron of the arts is what they call it.
The arts of podcasting. And you can you get on the ground floor. So that's you get a lot of good content. We were doing a show yesterday. We do shows on Sundays for the people for your weekend.
Please. I was violating the rules of my religion.
Yeah, you skipped church, right?
I was working yesterday, on a Sunday. I will say, caveat, Cap, I forgot to put it out. I gotta put that out today.
It's done. Trust me. So you're going to get a double show today.
You're going to get two shows today if you're a Patreon subscriber. So patreon.com/lostinamerica. Also, leave us an iTunes review. People are leaving great ones over here. Everyone's loving the new format of the show.
We got a YouTube review. We're getting a lot of good comments there. So leave us everywhere. Review us all over the place.
Review us on 4chan. 4chan. Are we on 4chan?
I think that's you don't want to be in 4chan.
When you're looking up Pizzagate,
that's the one place you don't want to be.
Scroll over and look up Lost in America. How about that?
All right.
Did you know they have 8chan now, Kaplan?
Is that like doubly racist or like?
Yeah, it is. It's for people who didn't like how constricted 4chan was.
4chan sold out. They got
16chan. Review us on Kaplan. What do you know? Let's get back to the pod today. What do you know about, so what we want to talk about today, what we're talking about today is there's protests happening. The youth are protesting in Thailand, as they are around the world, it seems like. But Thailand as well, they're not happy with some things going on in the government. What do you know about protests in Thailand?
I'm going to start with that because one of the things that makes me feel special, I love to tell people, I went on a honeymoon in Thailand and it was such a crazy time period that there was a coup and the airport got shut down. And then all these I've learned lately that this apparently happens all the time in Thailand. I'm not so special.
Not so they special. Have, this is special a story I've heard you tell hundreds of times at dinner parties, cocktail parties.
I was trapped there for over a week extra. It was a great, it was a crazy experience.
One time to Asia talks about the story forever. So, no, but it turns out, yeah, they do have them all the time. I want to figure out why they have them all the time. I know, I've been to Thailand multiple times, just because I was living over there, done comedy there, but also vacations, that kinds of things. I know, is it interesting? I almost know nothing about the government, even though I've been there a number of times. You know how, because you just don't think about it when you're a tourist in Thailand. You go, you sit on a beach, you're in Phuket. You're not saying, hey, what's going on at the capital right now? You know?
Yeah.
It's like when people go to the Bahamas. Have you ever once considered the Bahamian government?
And it's literally like, that's what it's like, because we were sitting on the beach and there was apparently a coup going on in Bangkok, and you have no idea from like Koh Lanta or that this is even happening. No one's talking about
it. No one's telling you at the Four Seasons. They're not talking about the coup in Bangkok.
Exactly. And I want to understand how it works, because I know when I was there, they were all saying, oh, the king could shut this down tomorrow if he wanted to, but he's on the side of the protesters. This is when I was there. So I want to know, like, if that, like, how does this government work where there's a king and
they do have a king. We know that they have a king.
Well, they have a democratically elected parliament, I believe. And then they have protesters all the time. And I don't know. I don't understand any of it. It's a real interesting part of the world you've chosen this week.
All right. So we don't know much. How did we do, Sarin?
You guys.
Yeah, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mentalist, come comedian. On in.
Good
how
morning.
How are we doing so far? Are you okay? You seem a little taken aback.
Yeah, I'm a little bit uncomfortable with mentioning the king, but it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We can't mention him at all.
We kind of cannot, but people are doing it all the time now. It's changed drastically in a couple months. I guess the time you heard the news, it was around the Black Lives Matters. That's
like in May? Oh, and that was about when that was happening in the U.S. was in May.
Yes.
Yeah.
About the George Floyd. And then a couple months later, some Thai activists in Cambodia was abducted, and then he's gone. And then after that, people trying to like protest about things. And then first they kind of protest about like the government, the military government, and then it's get heated. And then they were mentioning, right now they are mentioning like to reform the monarchy. So it's kind of really refreshing for me, because I didn't think it was going to happen in my lifetime, like to reform the higher level upper than like government.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I got it. So we just won't mention names, but we know who we're talking about. Can we do that?
Yes, we can do
that. Okay, got it. We're not here to get anyone in trouble.
Yes, exactly. Definitely.
So I guess let's start here. You never thought that reform would happen with anything above the military. Why did you not think? Oh, sorry, did I get that wrong? Go ahead.
It's correct. So I don't know. It's the feeling that maybe it's the same with, I don't know what happened in US, but it's the same with you guys, that you were thinking that things are not going to change. And then George Floyd happened, right? And it's changing. It's the same here in Thailand, because the trigger was a guy was abducted, right? He was a lawyer or something, and then he was abducted. I'm not sure about his biography, but he was abducted and he's gone. And then the internet is blowing up, because before the internet, there's no evidence or no like information for people to react. It could be rumors. When it was like, government can tell you that it's a fake news, and then it's gone, right? Nobody believe you. And then a few days later, it's become a real rumors and nobody's care anymore. But this time it's like, it's there. And the media, the main media, you know, the mainstream media, they're not mentioning it at all. because they cannot, right? But Facebook is going on all the time. And I don't read the news anymore. I just scroll on Facebook and then that's my morning news. And
wow.
It's not going anywhere. So,
yeah, Facebook does like, good. And
Yeah. It's, Thailand government has also like a fight with Facebook because government trying to ban something, right? And then Facebook doesn't back down. And then Facebook threatened Thai government to sue them back or something. I don't know. But yeah, so, that was it.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. So who, because I actually don't know about this story of the person being abducted that triggered the whole thing. Was this person abducted, you said, in Cambodia?
Yeah. I heard he's abducted in Cambodia. Yeah, exactly, Cambodia.
Yes. And was political he related to the government in some way? Or why is he important?
Because he was attacking the...
Criticizing the government.
Okay. Yeah. The higher up.
Higher ups, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And then I think he thought like the storm was gone. And so he let his guard down and then he's gone
and he disappeared. And so then because he disappeared and because we don't know where he went, everyone thinks, wait a second, we need, this feels like a there's no checks and balances in this situation.
Yeah. It's actually boiling up because the main reason was in Thailand. I believe the coup in my lifetime happened like, two times. So when I was in high school, that the first one, and the second one was when I was almost finished university. I don't have any knowledge about history or any knowledge about like outside my country. I just read the history book that my government gave me, right? And so when I grow up, I read a bit more. I know a bit more people, Westerners, foreigners. So and then Facebook came up, right? And Facebook, they have like some, what do you call it? An opposite resource. So the thing that you're not-
Opposing viewpoints.
Yeah, opposing viewpoints. So I start reading that and then I start to learn the opposing view because my parents kind of conservative, you know? So I don't have any like, outside view. So yeah, I start reading that and then go back to the story. So the government. So this government is a little bit more complicated.
So what happened, it seems from what I read, 2014, there was a military coup, right? And that seemed to be supported by the youth. The youth from supported that and thought that would be a good thing. And it was supported by all the way up to the top, as we say. And and then the military put one of, I can't remember his name, but they put your prime minister now was a general in that military, right? One of the leaders of the coup.
Yes.
And now we're 6 years later and those same students that were in support of that coup 6 years ago are now protesting against the coup they supported, the government that the coup put in place 6 years ago. Am I correct with that?
No, actually, that's not true. The previous one was kind of more adult thing, like 30 years old up to like...
Okay, so they're different people who support...
Yeah.
Okay. But the one now is the college students, it seems like, right?
Yes.
Who are the main protesters. And so what are they unhappy about? Why are the current college students unhappy with the prime minister, with the government?
I believe because it started with, in Thailand, we have one university that they always do political activity and they always a leader to change. Like, I have read some history about Thailand and it's always revolved around this university. It's named Thammasat University and people in that university seems like they always inform about stuff that's happening. They always are political leaders. So the thing is when the military government came to power, the first 2 years is it seems all right. And everyone is happy because things calm down, nobody die anymore. The red and the yellow dissolve. Things seem fine. And then until we cannot check them, we cannot, you know, check their budget. And then they're trying to change the parliament structure. Basically, it's not democracy. It's unbalanced power of like assigned MP. So you cannot vote for, you cannot like technically vote for the MP in parliament.
It's assigned by someone?
Yes, it's assigned by someone. So the majority of the MP in parliament is bigger than the voted one.
What are the MP? What does that mean?
Member of parliament.
Ah, the member of parliament. Yes. Ah, okay. Yes. Oh, so the majority of the members of parliament are not voted for anymore. And they used to be voted for.
Yeah, before 2014.
Oh,
that's not good.
Yeah. That's no good.
Yeah, so we kind of, so the premise of the 2014 coup was to set up new constitution, which is allegedly claimed that is corrupt, which we all agree is not perfect, is needs some improvement. We have improved it many times because we have coup all the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So then after that, they kind of improve the constitution, but it's kind of dodgy that it's not really improvement because it's like, what do you call it? Degrade.
It made it worse.
Yeah, it made it worse. So, that's the first red flag. Yeah, yeah.
How many times have they changed the constitution? It happened a lot, right?
Let me Google it.
I've read. No, don't worry about it. I read it. It's okay, 20 times. It's 20.
Yeah.
There's been 20 different constitutions.
In America, we just picked one, and we said, even with all the flaws, we just said it's great. Just go with it. You just gotta tell people stay with the one constitution.
Meanwhile, it's got issues.
It's got plenty of issues, but we just say it's what the founders wanted. Just keep going.
Yeah. So why rewrite? Why throw out and rewrite a whole new what's the culture behind that in Thailand of just having a new constitution?
Because I believe the international structure of politics or governments is like you have three parts, right? Like legislation, government, and justice system or something, right? I don't know what you call it.
I don't
judicial,
know.
The judicial.
Oh, we have the judicial, the
legislative, executive. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Turner doesn't know anything about American politics.
But in Thailand, we have two malls. So
right,
you have five. Well, we also, the media is the fourth branch of government, I've been told.
But I mean, without getting too technical, you said you have five total? Is that your...
Technically, we have three, but at the practical level, we have two malls, which...
Right.
We can't talk about.
Yeah.
I got it. Wow. So, it's interesting.
It's very complicated. Yeah.
Can I ask who's at the top of that? If you had to rank, who's in first place out of the three that we have, plus the two more we don't talk about, who has the most power? Who has the second most? Or are they all equal?
Legally, it's prime minister.
Legally, the prime minister is at the number one. By law. Yes. And so that's the guy, the leader of the coup, the guy who got rid of elections, Mr. Yeah. Possibly not so good, not a a great actor, as they call him, right?
Yes. he kind of took a lot of, you know, everyone is pointing finger at him, but I don't know, I can blame him 100%. But
interesting. Okay. So the youth, the protesters are upset with him. And maybe bit of somebody else.
All right, you want to?
I was going to ask. Back? Yeah, yeah.
Okay, go back. Go ahead.
Okay, so we have like the constitution improvement. That's the first red flag. The next one is after we improve the constitution, we have an election. That's the second red flag. That's important because when the election happens, it was cheated by military, allegedly. because
they cheated in the election.
Yeah, I see. Because we saw a lot of, like, you know, when they cheat, like obvious cheat, we share it all over the internet, and it cannot be fake news because the numbers change back and forth, and then we
Go ahead, sir.
Constitution, and you change the election when you vote. That's a, these are bad flags. These are bad signs. What you're saying?
Yeah. And now we came to the era of, like, now we got elected. We have, like, unbalanced parliament, right? So now we have another leader. So he offered something that more courage, because nobody can go against Prayut at the moment. The prime minister
can't go against the youth.
Prayut. He's a prime minister at the moment. The military.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's trying to go against Prayut, and people like it and vote a lot for him, and then Prayut shut him down with some mysterious power.
Is this the guy? Is this the Future Forward Party?
Yeah. How did you know that?
I've done my research.
Impressive.
Yeah. He's a big Future Forward guy.
So the Future Forward Party, from what I've read, is the party of the youth. It's the, and actually a lot of people won and got put into seats in the government.
Yep.
But ultimately what you're saying is the prime minister is shooting them down, giving them no power.
Yeah. So he was, withdraw from the parliament. Like, he did some, I don't know, just some, like, make up accusation, and then he's gone out of parliament. So that's when it got heated, and then the small protest happened after many years. So the small protest happened, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and then COVID came and it shut down because the COVID came.
So the protests are happening early this year, January, February, March, something like that.
Yeah.
Because this Future Forward Party was getting seats, but getting no power. This guy disappeared in Cambodia. Everything came to a head, and people said, we're sick of this.
Yeah.
We're taking to the streets.
Pretty much it. And it's happened in Thammasat again, Thammasat University that I mentioned. So I don't know what's the thing with that university, but
it's a bunch of real liberals.
A bunch of lefties.
Berkeley over there, the Berkeley of Thailand.
Yeah.
And so then keep going.
So that's when it's been on and off. So the COVID situation in Thailand is great now, because we got the zero for many days now. So people coming back. Yeah.
Wow. Wait, it disappeared? Poof.
Yeah, it disappeared. The power.
Our president said that would happen here.
No.
But he got mixed up, and he meant Thailand.
He meant Thailand. He was going to make it disappear in Thailand. He's going to run on that. He's running on the no cases in Thailand policy. So you can, life's pretty normal then where you are now. You can go out.
It is now. Yeah, we can go out. We can do things. But it's like the pro side of dictatorship. So
the positive side of dictatorship.
Positive sides, the good in pandemics.
You don't hear a lot about those.
Yeah. The trains run on time, and
top 10 reasons to have a dictator.
Well, that's maybe one of the reasons. But in Thai culture, I don't know if you have it, but we respect doctor. So when doctor said anything,
Kaplan's dad's a doctor.
I respect doctors, but a lot of people here think they're doctors. They go on the internet, they read something, they decide that makes them smarter than their own doctor. So,
Sarin, have you ever heard of Dr. Bob Kaplan?
No.
He's a big international doctor.
At international, foot doctor.
But Kaplan's true, right? We have WebMD, and so people just assume they go on WebMD.com, and all of a sudden they have a degree in medicine.
Yeah. But that's good that you're, positive. But then people started protesting again once there was no cases.
You have doctor. You respect doctors. Keep going.
Okay, so the doctor. So even, like, at some point, I would, like, advocate doctor, like the speak guy. What do you call it? Like the one who speak for government.
Oh, Dr. Fauci.
The doctor that speak for government.
Yeah, they have their own.
What is that? What do we call
Surgeon
them?
General?
The Surgeon,
Surgeon General or something? Yeah, yeah, something yeah. like that.
No. The spokesman, but he's a real doctor. He's not like military doctor.
Yeah. That's what this is. The spokesman for the government.
Yeah, medicine. Yeah.
Yeah. So he, at some point, he even like cried on television to tell people to wear masks and like practice social distancing. And then that's pretty much it. And then everyone just get in line because of the doctor.
Oh, they listen because of his crying. Yeah. Mike Pence is the head of our medicine.
That man does not cry. It's a problem. Show some emotion.
Okay, so you guys basically got over it. I did read that there's another protest that's going to be happening on September 19th, which is next week.
Look at that plug.
Yes. I think that there is some like opposing side trying to protect the old power now. So I don't know what's going to happen because government see it coming. So I don't know.
But does the government seem like the government or anyone above the government seem to think that maybe would negotiate with the students? And what do the students want? I mean, from what I've read, they want an entirely new constitution. They want everyone currently in the government out of the government. So those seem like tough asks.
Yeah, and one more thing, they want to reform the system.
Okay, so that's pretty lofty goals, you know.
Yeah, and I don't think government are going to negotiate.
So, no negotiation. Do you think they're going to use violence?
No, because it's not big enough yet, because I've seen a lot of protests throughout my life. I know when it's going to get violent. When people big enough, that's when things are going to change. And it depends, because if it get violent, military are going to win in Thailand because they are the one with the big guns.
Yeah.
But this is the first time that someone mentioned something above the government, because they also asked to reform something more. So that's I didn't think that is going to happen in my life, but it did. So I'm glad it started, but I am not sure if it's going to success, but the thing they say is going to stay on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you think should happen?
People should go out and protest more if they want change. I am not sure about it because I'm kind of afraid. And have you been into the movie theater in Thailand?
I have not. No.
No.
So how should I say this? In the movie theater, we always like stand up before movie start to pay some like respect. Now people are not 100% stand up anymore.
Kaplan, like to the person at the top.
I get it. Okay.
Yeah. So that's alone is kind of.
No, I just thought it was an amazing thing. Yeah.
And that's alone is kind of weird because I didn't believe it, but my friend told me, so I don't know what's going to happen.
Wait, your friend told you what? Sorry, I missed that. That it's not happening anymore?
No, it's happening.
Oh, it is happening.
Yeah, because some people are not standing up anymore, and it's.
Oh, it's like taking a knee. It's like a Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If they don't have a, is this something that's happening everywhere? Is it just in the major cities? Like, is this something that there's no way to know that. Like, cause I know there's kids in college in the cities and there's people in the countryside and are they all,
there's no way I can know that. Nobody's can do the research on that.
I see. Yeah. This is just a rumor you've heard.
Yeah, but I think I have seen a few with my own eyes, but my friend saw a lot, so I don't know.
So can I ask this? What has changed? Because I've been there, as I said, a few times, and I remember how respectful everyone is to the
top.
People at the top. And this seems like a drastic change that even anyone might be doing something different. What in the mindset has changed? Do you think it's Facebook? Do you think it's youth? Like what's made it happen?
I think it's definitely Facebook is the catalyst. Catalyst. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Facebook. Okay.
Because the first few years that we've been using Facebook, we are not really, we don't actually know how to use Facebook. Even Facebook don't know how we use Facebook. So after a few years, we kind of grow and I think we are kind of master Facebook now. So we know how to use it and then how we're going to like change things with Facebook.
So will you get in trouble if, sorry, will you get in trouble if or will they, well, not you specifically, will people get in trouble if they share news that's critical of the government on Facebook?
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble. If you're famous or you're an activist, you definitely go in jail. If you're nobody, maybe not. Right,
So Kaplan's fine, I'm not, is what we're saying.
I'm pretty well known there. I had a lot of, you know, they remember me from my tour. But I read there's a Thai rapper got arrested. I read a lot of, there's some famous people have been arrested. And what is the... have you seen where I was reading about the Hunger Games salute, the three finger salute? Is that something you've seen done at these protests or?
No, not yet. But there's a lot of news on Facebook, but I have not seen it with my own eye because like we just get out of COVID. So we then.
So Seren, when you said people have mastered Facebook, do you mean they figured out ways to get around this? This idea that if they share the wrong thing, or what does that mean? They mastered Facebook.
I think we kind of know not to share the wrong post, but we read. There was like a ranking of someone is ranking what's Facebook page getting like a lot of views, a lot of like. So there's a guy that's talk about things that get a lot of views, but almost no likes. So he has like 100 likes, but like millions of views. So we know not to share something that's dangerous.
Oh, that's dangerous. Wow. You can't like it. Interesting. We don't think about it that way at all here. And here everyone thinks bashes Facebook like it's against democracy in America because of Russia and using it. But it's great in other parts of the world. It's actually a pro.
Well, what Facebook does, I think, and I'm an expert because I watched that movie last night, The Social Dilemma.
So I didn't watch that yet.
What it does is we all know this anyway. It puts you in your bubble. Right? It feeds you the news that it wants you, it decides you want to see. Right?
Right.
And so that way it separates people and then creates division in that way. But this seems like that's a really interesting way of doing it. So you can view it, but you don't like it.
Yeah. And do not comment it, definitely.
But don't comment,
No comment. Just straight. Yeah.
How do you know it exists? Because the way we find out it exists, Facebook pushes it into our newsfeed because it has enough likes or enough comments, you know?
That's interesting because I heard that someone, I saw someone share it and then I click. This guy should not do that. But when I click in, it's like, I can read all days. Like two years ago, I read about like the secret page or something, but it's not secret, but nobody shared.
No one in Thailand would share.
Yeah. So after a few days, I think a few years, now we know who he is. And then we kind of, you know, talk about it.
Person on Facebook is who's sharing this stuff? Is that what you mean? You know who that person is? You don't have to tell me who it is, but you know who it is. Yeah. Like QAnon. We know who Q is now. he's some loser in New Jersey.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, you didn't realize that? They found him out like 2 days ago. It's just some guy in New Jersey.
Ah, unbelievable.
He's like, he works at Citigroup.
And he runs a cult.
He's a pencil pusher at Citigroup. Yeah.
Ah, this internet's really created double lives for everybody. It's great.
He took down all of his Q stuff, Kaplan. His whole page came down within like hours of getting discovered.
Really? How? I missed that whole story. Let's book him for next week.
But next week's pod.
We'll get it to Q.
So that's so interesting how Facebook works. Do you think that there's a chance that they'll ban Facebook in the future?
They have tried for a few years now, but have not succeeded yet.
But can't they just pull the? I mean, can't they just pull the plug if they want to pull the? I've lived in countries where they banned Facebook before.
But they cannot do that because it's going to look bad for country, right? Our government trying to look good for the Westerner for some time now. Yeah. So,
Why?
Because you have all these honeymooners who like to go to Thailand, and if they can't post their Facebook pictures while they're in Thailand of them on their honeymoon, they're not going to want to go to Thailand.
Did it even happen?
Like, if you can't Instagram's Facebook, if you can't Instagram your photos riding an elephant or something, then
if you can't forage at the Four Seasons, Kaplan.
If you can't forage, exactly. I mean, it's
why even go?
The whole honeymoon into tourism and she's going to collapse. So yeah, it's over.
But that is it. I mean, to be honest, like, China doesn't live off of tourism. That's not their main thing. So they can take it. Who cares if people aren't tourists?
Yeah.
But Thailand
really
need tourists, right? Is that the reason why?
I think that's it. I found the answer. Thank you.
No, I mean, it's sometimes the dumb answer is right, I think.
I mean, yeah, but I think that's it, because we live off tourist money. Yeah,
and we love our social media. So.
But you guys, you have a lot of tourists from China now, right? That's a big part of the tourism industry. Oh, so what are you guys doing about TikTok? I'm just kidding.
I heard that a lot of people do it, but I think I'm too old now.
How old are you?
26.
Oh, 26. You're
old man. Look at this guy.
And what's the mentalist community like in
in
Thailand? Let's talk about that. How
we have a few mentalists. I think I'm the only not the only one, but we have a few that do it in English, and we have a few do it in Thai. But I don't see. Oh, we have like comedy magician that performing for some time now.
I think I've seen that guy.
Yeah, Charles the French. He's like comedy magician.
Yeah,
but I'm more like doing my reading tricks and then improvise stuff. And
that's great. So you're mixing in comedy but it's not hypnotism.
No. Nobody fall asleep in my show.
And like the way you say it, you looked at we in the mentalist community, do we look down on the hypnotists?
No, it's different
above them
thing.
Right,
no, they look down on the magicians because
everyone looks down on the magicians
because magicians just have a magic trick. A mentalist uses their brain to like mentally.
Exactly.
I've seen mentalism in action and I'm always like blown away, actually.
Yes, we look down on magician, but
of course.
I'm not doing that, but a lot of people do. So.
He doesn't. I mean, it must be great to be in English, because then you can get. It must be easier to mentalist the tourists, because they're just a bunch of drunk American women who don't know what's going on anyway. I could be a mentalist with them. I mean, they're just like what's. But
they're just sunburned and drunk and coked out.
But yeah.
What do you do? You get people on stage, or how does it work?
Oh, I get people on stage and then ask them to think of something and then review it. Or maybe there's a lot of things going on, but I think you have to check out the live show.
Okay.
We have to see.
You're not going
to
give it all. Yeah. Can you mentalize Kaplan real quick?
Via Zoom, nah, that might be hard.
I will wait him to come to Thailand.
Yes, I will come back when they have flights, when we can go to Thailand. I have
no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we allowed right now, or they've shut out all tourism? Correct.
I think you have to quarantine in a space for 14 days before you go out.
But that's the protesters can't really shut down the airport like they did when I was there, because there's nobody to. It's not very, very effective. There's nobody there right now, so they need travel to come back so they can shut down the airport again. But yeah,
I don't think it's big enough to shut down the airport yet.
Oh, they're not there yet. They're in the different phases of protest. They're still on the.
It's in the beginning phase, and then we'll see after this. But this one is different because there's no difference between red or yellow. We just need something simple. So we'll see.
Huh.
Yeah.
So are there tourists on the beaches right now? Are there people out, or do you just see? I mean, I can't imagine Thailand without tourists. I know you're not on the beach; you're in Bangkok, but still, like, what is it?
Bangkok is
Pat Pong Road.
Is that the do you know Khaosan Road?
Khaosan Road is what I was thinking of. Yeah. If there's no tourists on Khaosan Road, that's insane. Right.
There's no dirty backpackers insane. Or
No, they are gone. They're all gone. So
oh my god,
we are left with like local tour local what do you call it? Expat. We have only expat now.
So you have nobody to scam. I got scammed when I was there because I was right. Like, how do you get? There's nobody. The Thai, like, how does the ladyboy community? Isn't it like all tourists go to those shows? All these shows are, I feel like.
I mean, any type of entertainer in general is probably
Thai boxing. You know how many videos of Thai boxing I took? I've got home movies up the wazoo, like hours and hours of.
I'm not an expert on that, but there's someone that do a new scoop about like those kind of people that like off. The income from tourists.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bad. They don't know what to do with like this situation. It's bad.
What about comedy? Are shows, I guess shows are going on because you guys have, there's local audiences. You're not performing for tourists really at all. Right.
Yeah. It's weird COVID because our promoter, I think Matt Wolf, is stuck in his country. So now we have to do it on our own. So me and another female comedian is trying to run the open mic show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we are both Thai, so it's really interesting to see like Thai audience came in to listen to English show.
How does that work?
It's like Thai people speak English to each other to perform. It's interesting and really new. I don't know what it's going to be.
How's the reaction? Is it a different style of comedy you're doing because you can use local references and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. We do a lot of like language thing. We do a lot of like reference. So we don't have to do, we cannot do foreigner reference. We just do like.
Foreigner reference. Yeah.
Yeah. We just do like full on Thai.
That's great. That's probably better, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to slow down and like explain stuff to the foreigners.
Yeah.
You just keep going.
Exactly.
It's great, so amazing man. To think about. I was just thinking about, because you brought up the beach, just like all these beaches that have been like ruined by tourism in a way. People always complaining about that. It's like they're going to return to their natural, pristine habitat.
Nature's healing, Kaplan.
It's like the there's probably some underground, like that book, The Beach, the movie The Beach with Leonardo DiCaprio. There's like some underground people there somewhere who never left.
Been there. That's on Koh Phi Phi off of the coast of Koh Phi Phi, right?
Some secret island off the coast. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's,
I heard about it. But that's like white people thing going.
White people.
Koh Phi Phi.
Yeah. Exactly. The white people. That's what I'm wondering, if there's like a tribe of white people still holding out who never left, who didn't leave the country. Yeah.
Oh,
like,
that's
they're gonna emerge. They're gonna emerge one day as like the truest tourist ever. Yeah. But it's crazy. It's crazy times.
The governors are like foreigners. After the current PM came into power, they do a lot of stuff that keep foreigners out.
Mm.
Like you have to do more paperwork. Yeah. We are welcome tourists, not to live. So you have to do a lot of paperwork.
Oh, I'm in favor of that. Those foreigners who live in Thailand, a lot of them are like, come on.
Dirtbags.
Dregs of the earth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of if I was in your government, I would say the same thing. I would say you could stay for 2 weeks and then you got to keep it moving.
Yeah,
move on down the road. You know, pitch a tent, camp out in Cambodia, but not here.
You're not your best people, is what you're saying. We don't send our best.
We're not sending our best to Thailand. Yeah. It's like the people who are not who get kicked out of Cancun for being too scummy end up in Thailand. And then the bottom is Cambodia. If you've ever been there, woof, those people don't have two teeth to rub together over there. Those Americans.
The Americans, yes.
The Americans who end up in Cambodia.
Clarify. Yeah.
So I'm all for that. All right. Well, that's it, man. How can people find you? How can people follow you? Where's your open mic? Tell people.
Yeah.
The Facebook page named All in One Open Mic. And then you found us. And my person, All in One Open Mic.
All in One Open Mic.
All in One Open Mic.
Yes. And my website for mentalists for corporate or college, sarinthementalist.com.
Okay. S-A-R-I-N.
Yes, SARIN and THE and mentalist.
Mentalist.
SarinTheMentalist.com. Very cool. Thank you so much, man.
This is interesting.
It was a pleasure to have you, Kaplan. That's it. What should we do?
I think it's time we get lost.
Get lost.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.